Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I have to tell you, this is a super cool item. I'm actually loving this because, excuse me, have you guys ever seen those things done on television, those interviews? And you know, you always wondered how they sounded so good with those little microphones that are clipped to the lapels and so forth. Well, guys, this is one of those. This is a little lapel microphone that you can actually clip to your shirt, your jacket, your lapel. You can hold it, whatever you want to do with it. You can hold it or clip it or whatever, and you can record yourself doing whatever. So if you are somebody that does interviews, maybe you do podcasts, maybe you just want to use this on Zoom, maybe you want to do like I do, maybe you're doing audio descriptions, whatever. This is going to be my go-to for audio descriptions from now on, because number one, you guys can hear how great this microphone is on this. Now, this is something that literally the plastic disc that the microphone is connected to is just a little bit bigger than a quarter. It's a little bit thicker than a quarter, of course, maybe about a quarter of an inch thick, but the diameter is about a quarter size diameter. And this, comes in a really cool charging case. This is a battery case. You get two microphones in here, but you also get this really cool plug and play transmitter that plugs in to any USB-C port. Now, this means you can plug it into your iPad, you can plug it into your Android device, you can plug it into the new iPhone 15, like I have mine plugged into, or you can even plug it into a computer and use this microphone when you use your computer for Zoom or Skype or whatever you want to do. It is a little transmitter that is kind of a T-shaped, and once you plug it in, it actually kind of hugs the bottom of your device. It just kind of goes left and right of the USB-C port, and it doesn't stick out super far from the whatever you have it plugged into. The other cool thing about it is that the transmitter itself has a female USB-C port on it. So if you need to charge your device while you're using the transmitter, you can do so. Just plug your USB-C charging cable into the USB-C port on the transmitter, and it will bypass and charge your device even when the transmitter is plugged in to the device. So that is a really cool feature there. You don't have to remove the transmitter in order to charge your device. You can just plug the cable into the transmitter and your device will be charged. Now, like I said, you do get this battery case. It's a 1,000 milliamp battery case, so it will give you about 3 charges for the microphones. And the back of the case has a USB-C port for being able to plug in the USB-C cable to charge the case itself. So this is cool because you could carry this in a pocket, you could carry this in a purse, you could carry this in a jacket pocket or just throw in your bag, and you're going to get about 3 charges for the microphone, so you don't necessarily need to take a charging cable along with you if you don't want to. And the case is really cool because not only does the case hold the 2 microphones, but it also has a place to store the transmitter in the case as well. So they pretty much thought of everything here. Now, each one of these microphones is going to give you approximately 8 to 10 hours of battery life before you will have to recharge the microphone. Now, when you put the microphone in the case, it will automatically turn itself off. Now, when you get these out of the box for the first time brand new, there is a little plastic sticker that is covering up the wireless charging contacts on the back of the microphone. So you do need to peel those stickers off and throw those away, and then put the microphones back in the charging case, charge up the case, and it will charge up the microphones. But if you don't take that sticker off on each one of the microphones, they will not charge because the sticker is preventing the wireless charging to go from the case to the microphone because they don't want to run the case down or the microphone batteries down in storage and so forth. So be sure and peel those little stickers off. There's one little sticker on the back of each microphone. Just locate where the wireless contacts are, peel the sticker off, throw that away, and then put them back in the case, plug the case in, charge them up for a good 3-4 hours, and you'll be good to go. Now, like I said, there is the microphone itself is about diameter size of a quarter, and then has this little bitty foam covered microphone that's coming off of that little ring. Now, of course, the round disc of the microphone is where the battery is, and then you have the microphone coming off of that, and it's covered by a little foam covering like you normally see microphones and boom microphones and things like that covered with. Now, guys, you can hear how awesome and clear this microphone is. I am really, really impressed by the quality of the sound. Now, you do have different modes of recording with this microphone. There is one single button on both microphones, so one button on each microphone, and that button does everything. If you hold that button in for several seconds, it will turn the microphone on and then immediately connect to the transmitter. The transmitter will give you about 75 feet or up to 75 feet of distance before it cuts out. So just know you got a nice long distance that you can use with the transmitter. So when you take the microphones out of the case to turn them on, hold down on the button for a few seconds and it will turn on the microphone, and then that will immediately connect to the transmitter, and it literally connects almost instantaneous. It's very quick. Now, when the microphone or when it gets connected, this button also does a few other things. To turn on the active noise cancellation, and I'm going to test that, let you guys hear it in just a second. But basically, it already blocks out a little bit of noise around you. But if you wanted to block out the most noise you can, if you're going to turn on the noise reduction mode or the noise cancellation mode, and that will block out even more noise around you for your recording. So it's going to make your recording even that much better with blocking out the background noise around you. So you press the button once to turn that on. Press it once again to turn it off. Now, the microphone will remember what mode you have it in. So if you put the microphone back in the case when it's on active noise cancellation is turned on, then when you first turn it on and take it out of the case, then active noise cancellation will still be on. And in order to turn it off, you would just have to press the button once and then that would turn it off. But it does remember what mode you had it set at. So I just took my microphone out of the case. I'm talking on it now. And when I turned it off or when I put it in the case, it was on noise reduction on. So right now I'm talking, it is turned on with the noise cancellation mode. So I'm going to go in here to some music and I'm going to let you hear the difference of noise activation or noise cancellation turned on or off. So right now the noise cancellation is on. So let me turn on the music. Okay, so there's a moderate music listening level right there. Okay, you can hear the music. It's not just overwhelming the recording or anything like that. Of course, now there's no music. Let's hold on. Give it 1 second to go to another song. Okay, there we go. So this is noise cancellation on. All right, now I'm going to reach up here and I'm going to press the button one time and that will turn the noise cancellation off. Okay, now you guys can probably hear the difference. The difference is actually pretty clear. You can hear the difference between it being on and off. Still not horrible, even with the noise cancellation off. But now I'm going to turn it back on. So I'm going to reach up here. Okay, and now the noise cancellation is back on again. So you can definitely hear that it makes a nice difference. Okay. So that's noise cancellation on and off. The other thing it has on it is a mute. So if you press the button twice quickly, it'll actually mute the microphone. So let me demonstrate that for you guys right now. Pretty soon you will not be hearing anything. I'm going to press the mute now. Okay, and now I'm back unmuted so you guys can hear. The music went out. I went out, you couldn't hear me, and now I'm back on. So that is how the mute works. turning it on and off. So twice, press the button twice quickly to turn the mute on, press it twice quickly again to turn the mute off. And then finally, there's one last mode on here, and it's called reverb mode. Now, probably most people aren't going to use this mode, but it's kind of fun. If you guys think of reverb with like a electric guitar, you know, that kind of thing, this is kind of what it sounds like. So if you press the button three times quickly, it will turn on reverb. So let's do that. All right, now I'm in reverb, so now you guys can tell the difference big time, because now I'm doing the whole reverb thing. Not something I want to do a whole recording of as far as an interview or audio description, but that is reverb mode, so there you go. And then to turn the reverb off, just press the button again three times quickly, and now reverb is off, and now it's back to normal again. So those are your different recording modes with the microphone. The other thing I want to say is the microphone does have a clip on the back of it that I mentioned earlier. You can clip on your lapel or your jacket or your shirt or whatever you want. Also, you can actually swivel the clip around 360 degrees. So whichever way you want to clip it on your jacket or whatever, you can actually take and just twist the clip, and it has little notches that'll go, you know, click, 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 and it'll swivel. You probably be able to hear it. Let me start swiveling it a little bit. Guys, hear that? Actually, let me unclip it. Okay. There you go. So there you go. It's got this clip on the back. You can twist it whichever way you want, and that way it lines up the clip to go whichever way you want. So that is the cool 360. Now, when you do put this back in the case, you will need to twist the clip back to the spot where it fits back in the case, because it does only fit in the case one way with the clip one way. Well, actually two ways, because you could twist the clip 180 degrees and it would fit, or you twist another 180 degrees and it fit that way. But if you do have to have it a certain way before it will fit back into the case. And let's see what else, guys. I think, I do want to tell you, this does work well with computers as well. So it doesn't have to be with your phone or your device or anything like that. You can actually use it with your computer. So you plug the transmitter into your computer as long as it's got a USB-C port, and the audio still comes out of your computer speakers, and it also will still come out of your device speakers. So the microphones I've tried in the past that have worked a little bit differently when you plug them in, they actually took over the audio for your voiceover and your screen reader. And so what I really like about this and why this is so accessible is because it actually lets you still hear the audio. So right now, my transmitter is plugged into my iPhone 15, but if you guys listen now, it doesn't take over the audio where you actually have to see the screen. You can still use your screen reader, you use your voiceover, whatever, and still hear it. So that's what's really nice about this. All it does is affect the microphone part. So this way, it's not recording out of my phone's microphone, it's recording out of this little lapel microphone. Also, when you plug the transmitter in, at least with my iPhone 15, I can go up here to the little, I can't remember what they call that, Apple, called this something. It's up at the status bar. It's it gives you information, the island, something island, the widget island or something like that. Anyway, if I look up here, it says cable connector horizontal. So that tells you that it's plugged into the bottom of my phone, the transmitter is. So I can't remember what that's called, the something island. Anyway, virtual island, maybe that's what it's called or something. But anyway, what I was saying about the computer is if you want to use this microphone with like Zoom or whatever, you could actually have this plugged in to your computer, and you would be getting, you'd be able to use the great microphone with Zoom calls, with Skype calls or that kind of thing, but you would still get the audio would be coming out of your speakers. It would also, it might be a little disconcerting because it might, the audio might actually come over the microphone into the Zoom room, when you're trying to do a Zoom call. So what I would recommend to do is connect maybe a Bluetooth earpiece or a pair of headphones to your computer. I have a Bluetooth earpiece that I've connected to my computer, and it is just for listening. It is just for the audio of hearing. It's not for the microphone part. And then I have this microphone connected to the computer. And so I can actually have the great microphone for Zoom calls and things like that. But then I can have the other hearing everybody through my Bluetooth earpiece. And of course, the audio then is not coming over the microphone and that kind of thing. So you could definitely use it that way. And then you could walk around your house and do a Zoom call or, you know, Skype call or FaceTime audio call or whatever, and you wouldn't have to be tethered to your computer. So that is an option there. So you definitely can use this with your computer, or maybe your computer just has a really bad microphone on it, like I know some computers do. Maybe you want to do some recording on your computer, but the microphone really stinks. So you could definitely use one of these microphones to do your recording on your computer, and you're going to get a great quality recording because the microphone is so good. And guys, I am super, super impressed with this and these microphones. Normally, the cheaper items that come from China and things like that, the microphones usually are crap. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you, usually crap. But this microphone, actually, you can tell, guys, I'm recording on it, so it is really good microphone. And I do like the fact they give you two microphones. They give you the charging case. They give you a spot to carry your transmitter in the case as well. And then you've got these two really good quality microphones that give you a nice long battery life. And then the charging case will charge them up to give you an additional three charges. So guys, this is a home run. They've hit it out of the park with this device. Really, really cool. It is very well priced. This is stuff that you would see, you know, somebody like CBS, ABC using these types of microphones. I mean, this quality is definitely good enough to be used on a big podcast, on a really high, like a high dollar podcast, the high dollar Zoom, YouTube videos, things like that. This would be perfect for YouTube videos, be perfect for podcasts, things like that. Really, really cool. And I'm definitely going to be using these in the future for doing my audio descriptions. So these are brand new in the box. They do come with a USB-C charging cable in the box to be able to plug in the case. And like I said, you get the transmitter, you get the two microphones. And just remember that it does remember the noise cancellation mode that you have it on when you put the microphones back in the case. So when you take them out of the case, it will automatically be to that noise cancellation mode, which is cool. And you guys probably want to leave it on noise cancellation mode anyway, because it does block out some of the background noise, but that's up to you. Also, guys, I want to make a quick mention about the fact that they include two microphones in this case. And the reason why they include two microphones is you could actually use both these microphones at the same time. So both microphones, when turned on, will connect to the transmitter. So you could give one to your partner, you could give one to your colleague, you could give one to somebody that you're interviewing, whatever, and it is going to record into your device the same way that your microphone is recording. So both microphones will connect to the one transmitter. So I think that is really cool that they give you two microphones. It's not just to have a backup, but it's to actually use with a second person to be able to, you know, record right alongside with you when you're doing those recordings. So it's a really cool feature there. And guys, I've seen some other microphones like this. I actually got some other ones in to test out. And this is the nicest quality set that I have seen yet. This is so nice the way that they have the charging case, the wireless charging case, the storage for all the things that go with it, the fact that the battery case will recharge these microphones. Everything about this set is premium and high class and super, super high dollar quality. So just know that this is really probably the best set I have found yet out there. Also, the battery case that stores everything, it actually magnetically holds the transmitter in as well. So the transmitter is not going to easily fall out. I can actually turn the case upside down and the transmitter stays right in the case. So, and all, so does the microphone. So both microphones and the transmitter magnetically snap into the case and attach, so they will not fall out. Even if you were to drop the case or whatever, they're not going to fall out. So this is really, really cool, guys. Everything about this, super, super great quality. And I did want to make mention of the fact that the two microphones will record at the same time. So that's a neat feature as well. So, all right, guys, if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you and we'll catch you next time.